and one of the main things we did was we kept them out of the sun. Well, winter squash is a little bit different, and we're going to actually keep it in the sun if we've got any of that left here in the next few days. So there's an optimal way to sort of keep our squash, and sometimes we shoot for that and we fall a little bit short, and squash is quite forgiving. So the best possible way to do it would be to cut those off of the vine and leave them out in the field on a sunny day, okay? And let's just let the sun just sort of bake them, and it's not so hot now. So it's just going to, what that's going to do is start to cure that outside skin really hard, and that's one of the keys to a good storage. So we're going to bring those squash in at the end of the day into a warm space in our house. Squash likes to be kept at about 70 degrees for maybe a week or two, and that's just going to continue to harden that outside skin. And after a week or two of those warm temperatures, then it likes to get moved into the best possible place you've got to store it for the winter. And that's someplace that's cool and dry.
Mm-hmm.
55 degrees, give or take, is the best possible place to store those squash for the longest potential storage we can get. So
okay.
If you've got an unheated room in your house or, you know, some place that's cool and dry, it doesn't like